Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
Come on, man. Hey, Sunday morning. Biggest week of the year, sitting across from the edge. We absolutely love it today. We love it. Dude, it's so early. Do you know that it stays dark here now until like, I can't, clocks go back next week. Can we turn them back? I do not like doing this show. Look at me. I'm in the light. It's dark out. It's a shit show. Anyway.
Hey, that's what you get for being out in the mountains.
I just smoked an entire doobie. It's unbelievable. The whole thing this morning. I did my coffee.
Legal in Colorado. Let's remember.
Oh, as legal as a guy. I opened up my garage. I stand out there in the darkness.
No Judas Priest over there.
Look at the it's very
breaking the law. Breaking the law.
He's a lot of priest over here, though.
I don't really love this week because I think to myself, wow, at this pace, next year the NFL is gonna have so many playoff teams that two teams from the NFC still get in. It's a joke. I care.
Guess what? Speaking of the
NFC East.
I care.
That's why I like college better.
Speaking of the NFC
East. Every game so important.
Speaking of the NFC East, who gave the winner the other night? Everyone clubbing you. Why would you take the Giants? Daniel Jones can't even stand up when he tries to run for a touchdown. Guess what? You take him plus four and a hook. Winner. Okay, everyone, keep betting on the Eagles on the point spread.
Makes me so bitter when my boys.
I want you to keep doing it. I want you to keep doing it. And I want you to bend over each week.
I've never given out a play, and I've only done this 2 years now.
Unbelievable.
Ever in my life have I given out a play where they've said, why? Like, as much – I mean, obviously, a lot of guys will say why, but for having so many of them say why.
A lot of doubters. Hey, listen, we had a tough run until recently. We are now back.
We had a tough run, and prior to this guy over here, this guy, hot – as whatever the hottest thing known to man is, it was me times 100.
I know, but most of the losses I do blame on you because
like math. That proves that that's
well, that's what lie. I do. I mean, I do the blame game. That's what I'm older than you and I can get away with it. And that's what we do. You are a little bitch. Now, we're not even Browns Bengals. Here's the thing.
Hey, tuck that gray under that cap. I can't look at you like this. All right, let's go. Come on now.
Browns Bengals. Browns minus three. Listen, I heard a thing the other day. I couldn't believe it. He was worthless as a coach, and he's worthless on ESPN. Hugh Jackson. He says the Browns are underutilized. This is why Hugh Jackson. He was a fucking worthless coach and a loser, and they kept him around. Who knows why? We can all speculate, but I can tell you this. He sucks as a coach, and he sucks in his analysis. He says they're underutilizing Baker Mayfield because they're putting him under center 61% of the time. And let me tell you this about Baker Mayfield. They ought to put him under center about 80% of the time.
Because Baker was under center so much at Oklahoma. You know what? Most people would agree with Mr. Jackson, but not me and not you. But
no, because I'm going to tell you why. Right, and I was wrong because I thought he was going to be what he could have been in college, he's not. Good? No, I don't think he can be that guy that I thought he was and that you thought he wasn't. I think he can be a good quarterback, but I think he needs to play within himself. And when he doesn't play within himself with his pudgy, fat little body, and he tries to throw sideline passes that he shouldn't throw on the third play of the game, they get pick sixed, right, against Pittsburgh. And then you're out of the game quick. And then you have Odell Beckham and his poo-poo hairdo. And he's throwing stuff on the sideline because he's not getting the ball enough. And he's not – how about y'all figure out how to fucking win a game today and you go in and take care of business? Because if you lose today to the Bengals, You are done for the year. You
heard oh, for one first. Team, for one particular team, I would argue this is the biggest game. I know it is for the Cowboys and
for the Browns. It is
for the There's Browns. Such a big difference. You're the one that said it to me. What was the record? You said the difference between a
5-2 and 4-3.
Big difference.
When you've played two good teams this year and they have both beat the shit out of you and beaten you 76-13, right. You have to beat a team like the Bengals, who, by the way, no Mixon, who, by the way, have an absolute horrible offensive line. The Bengals were up 24-7 on the Colts against that candy ass Philip Rivers arm he's got, and they were outscored. They can't block. They were outscored 24-3. If you can let Philip Rivers go up and down the field, if you're the Bengals, and if you're
it's
the Browns.
It's not even that. They can't. Listen.
I understand.
They can't block. Burrow gets hot every now and then. But overall, I understand that. They can't block.
But if you're watching the film, if you're the Browns coaches, and you can't figure out how to score on the Bengals,
right.
You are awful. Steelers, Titans, I have the over.
Oh, we're just jumping. So we're just jumping right to the biggest game of the week.
Yep. I just go down the list. I just couldn't list. I don't have any discrimination on anything up and down, big or small. I don't discriminate against nothing.
Let's roll it. Roll it.
Titans, Steelers. I like the over. You like the under.
You're giving it out feloniously. Now, that's the funny part is that it seems like you have rogue guys that only get your picks. Who knows how much they're shipping you under the table? I know I got a – I'll be honest. I'm going to come out clean right now. I got a few rogue guys who will slip me, and I can tell you one thing. My record with them, better than their record with – us. So let's just leave that as it may, but we'll keep it to this. You all like the over. That, let's say this. Skippy likes the over.
If you put
the edge likes what, the under.
If you put all of what you just said in a bowl and mix it up, it's just a big pile of poop. That's what you're talking right there. It's a big pile. Rogue this, and I have guys that slip me this. I have like 12 to 13 players that you know about. Yeah. 12 to 13 players that you know about. And the reason our record isn't
quite
what it was is your fault. And now, next game.
Bills. You said 12 to 13. I know we have way more than
no.
On the email chain, you are crazy.
What are
crazy.
You talking about?
The email I send out.
I'm talking about my guys in
right,
the
email. Your core guys.
The email yeah, and all the players.
All right. I was about to say.
I have a core number.
All right.
My core guys. Now,
but those are your boys.
Right. Those are my people. All the individual players. You handle the email. There's plenty more, and I don't know how many we have total. I don't talk. I just interact with my core guys.
Yeah, well, anyway. That's the one stressing me out.
Well, they're not happy with me because I have relied on you and you have let me down.
No, bullshit.
Now,
bullshit.
Bills, let's move on. Bills, Jets.
You're riding me like exactly like two for the money.
I'm not
exactly
riding you like
second. Listen. I walk over to you. We made $2 million one night. I'm saying, where's mine, boss? You say, how about 100K? And yeah, I want to spit on you, just like in the movie, 5%. Al Pacino. Listen, now, let's go. Give me your over. I like
the under. The truth of the matter is I have ridden you like Seabiscuit this year. Like Seabiscuit.
I love
and
it.
And I have taken
See,
it. Right yeah, I'm blaming everything on you. Bills, Jets. But it doesn't matter because we're back now.
We're a team regardless. We were supposed to be 50-50 throughout, and I guess it equaled out that way, but I thought it was impossible
it
to do. But, okay, let's go. Give the loser over. I'm going to give the winner under. You like Pittsburgh. I like the Titans.
Bills,
double
Jets.
Banger.
It's not now. Darnold's coming back.
You didn't
back.
Even say who you like.
I said I like the over.
No, I want a breakdown of the side. It's the biggest game today.
Oh,
what do you mean? I like the
I
over.
Will
it's
take
the biggest game
I will
today.
I will take the Titans in that game.
Why?
Because I love the way – I'll tell you why. I love the way Tannehill's playing. I've seen the Steelers' defense in a couple of occasions not look great. Yes, they have a good defense. I get it. They came to play
last
week.
You had me thinking they were the 85 Bears.
No, I watched the Eagles go up and down the field on them only because Peterson is a pile of poop with his decision-making.
Hey.
Did they even win that game? Probably.
So this isn't now. Listen, this isn't the Packers game against the Bucks last week where Titans are just due. I guess technically they're both due. But
I believe that the players love Vrabel, and I'm a Vrabel guy. I like him a lot. I think the players
then
are.
Then take it adjusted line and be a man.
I don't care about the game. I'm not going to even do the game. I gave out the total because I'm going to watch the
game.
I
want to give out the adjusted line Titans, whatever it is. Just
give out the adjusted line. I just love the way
I can look it up.
Listen, I was all in on Tannehill when he was in college, when he was a receiver. I knew he was a good athlete. Then they moved him to quarterback, and I said he's got something. Then they drafted him. I thought that he was misused at the Dolphins because I thought their entire coach – look, you had Gacy, whoever else had him there at the Dolphins. Spacey boy, whoever else had him at the Dolphins.
Spacey.
He was misused there. Some guys – this is the funny thing about quarterbacking in the NFL now. Some guys in the NFL can carry the entire cross and make it happen and get better and do special things. They're out there in the NFL. Like, I believe Herbert for the Chargers is going to be great.
Now you believe.
Right. Now I believe. I didn't believe it before. I watched some of the special things he does, and I believe it. They're out there, and they're
special. So you're
going to
jinx my guy. You're going to put the hex on.
No. I'm just saying.
You're going to turn him into Baker Mayfield for me.
Some guys cannot.
Wow, that's a bad adjusted line on the Titans.
At that time, Tannehill wasn't ready to be the guy. And now at Tennessee, you've got one of the best running. You got a great offensive line. You have one of the best running backs in the NFL. And he's not called on all the time to go out and do what he was called on to do in Miami. So yeah, I like him.
I
like
the
way they're playing. I don't believe the Steelers will be able to do what they did last week. And I think Tennessee will come to play. They've got guys coming back in their defensive backfield.
What do you think the odds are on -3.5 for the Titans? You'll be shocked, I think.
+140.
You already looked on our book.
I didn't look, but I'm a professional handicapper.
Then you knew the starting number on our book was
one. I didn't know anything.
What's the
about
starting
it?
Number? Well, I didn't know it was 1.5 on our book.
Well,
I thought it was a pick'em. I had it written down earlier today. It was a pick'em on our book.
I'm not even on our book. I'm
no,
on
but I study it every day. I know.
If you're going to say 1.5, why would at 3.5 I give you more than 140? Why am I going to give you 180?
No. I thought it was that earlier seven. Today. It was zero. It was a pick 'em earlier today.
Okay. Well, even pick 'em to 3.5. I'm not giving you more than 141. Now, if you go pick 'em to 6.5, 7.5, yeah, I'll give you 280.
Yeah, I can't find that yet.
Can't do it. Bills, Jets. I believe now Darnold's coming back. Means nothing. Worst organization in football, in my opinion. Worst head coach, who's in Mars most of the time. And Darnold, you don't know what you're going to get. Now, are they due? The only reason I like the Bills in this spot, especially in your teaser spot, because Josh Allen looked like a Pop Warner quarterback last week.
Yep.
I believe he rises, or this week. Was it this week? Wasn't it? Was it Tuesday? Monday. Because he looked like a Pop Warner quarterback, I believe he rises up and plays ball. And the Jets have quit. They've quit on their city. They've quit on their organization. And they've quit on their head coach. And it's just a matter of time before they can his ass. Cowboys, Redskins, worst game of the week.
Big game. What do you mean worst game of the week? It's a big game. Cowboys win. I mean,
this is classic. I talked to someone today. I've talked to three people today, actually. Three people today. And I said, I asked them a question because I wanted to bring this up on our show. Well, I actually DM'd them and texted last night, but they got back to me this morning. And I said, do you think the Redskins should have gone for two? And all three of them said no chance. And I
they're
just told
all
them. Well, think
idiots.
About this first. I know.
They're
I know
you all said, idiots. You guys, this. Let me
what
say,
if the Redskins
you're
had, what if the Redskins had kicked the extra point and won? Do you know they'd be 2-0?
Oh, my God. You're also, what if my aunt? Oh, my God.
Well, it's what if your aunt had balls?
So, she'd be your uncle. I know, but y'all are so.
What if your so aunt stupid. Had balls? She'd be your uncle.
Just
but
so
she's
stupid.
Not.
Let me ask you, can I break it down why it's so stupid?
You won't let me finish. So this is why our players. Just so you know, the guys that work with me, they're very upset with you because they say you talk too fucking much.
No.
You don't let me.
You don't make sense.
I don't make sense. If the Redskins, just let me finish and then you can go. If the Redskins had kicked the extra point against a Giants team that had done nothing since they were up 13-3, if they had won the game, they'd been 2-0 in the NFC East and in first place. I'm sorry.
I need a mute button for you, like the debate. We're going to have to get a mute button now.
I'm Biden because I won't answer questions.
Hey, on that note, let me ask you a question. So when you have a team that has not had the lead the entire game, you get to look into your crystal ball, and based on what you've seen as a coach, now think about this, Coach Skip and all your dumb friends, you're on the sideline, you've seen your team suck dick all game long from the start to the finish. They're the worst on the planet.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Worst on the planet all game long. They get lucky on a few mistakes the Giants made, capitalize on them, luck box their way into having a chance at the end from 2 yards away to win the game. It's not my fault. The play call the Redskins did was terrible because, to me, when you're a bad team, I agree with you and your friends on that. If you're going to call that play, why even go for two? You don't have a playmaker and quarterback. You don't have a tight end to throw to in the red zone like that. So what do you do if you're a bad team and you've seen your team can't win the game the whole entire game? You don't play more football. You line up from 2 yards away and try to pound it in because that's your best chance. Just line up and try to pound it in.
Or you can kick the extra point.
And lose.
Go to overtime.
And what would make it? They hadn't led the entire game. Now, in your little crystal ball, you're going to think that, oh, we're going to win in overtime. Based on what?
Here's why. The division is so bad you could have gone into first place with some confidence. And now, if you had won that game, and now you've got the Cowgirls coming in with the red.
What if you had got the red version?
Squirt gun. I call him the red squirt gun. Not the red. And a big, fat Elliott coming in, big fat with a worthless coach and a worthless offensive line and everything else, terrible defense. Now you're 1-5 and you're poo-poo. Packers, Texans, what's the play? It's 57. It's the second highest total in the NFL this year. To me, Green Bay, think about this. How does this line make sense? Green Bay is only -3 to a Texans team that's 1-5.
Why did we talk about the two-point conversion without talking about the Cowboys are going to just
We'll go back and do it. You didn't say anything.
I just think they're going to show up.
I just think if I had to bet on the show, simple question.
Simple question. Just sit there sometimes.
When the Redskins play the rest of the year,
when are you going to get them out of pick 'em?
It doesn't matter.
It matters to me. There's a lot of value to me in the Cowboys this week. They have playmakers. The Redskins don't. If you're going to rely on a defensive line that hasn't done anything since week one, then I'm sorry. I'm going to have to take the Cowboys because at least they have some playmakers on the outside. And if Zeke shows up and actually makes some plays, well, they should easily win the game.
You're talking about one of the worst coaches in the NFL in history. In McCarty,
it's not that hard to hand it to 21.
In the decisions he makes, some of the worst coaching decisions this year I've ever seen have come from him. I don't know who the defensive coordinator is, but he's an abomination to coaches. He's the worst. McCarty's horrible, and the Cowboys are horrible. So when you say there's a reason the line is on,
Cowboys are going to win the division.
I don't know. Next game. So who's your pick in that game? Because I'm not picking that game.
The Dallas.
How much Cowboys. Do you have on it? 5,000, 7,
no,
10?
No. I could never do it. I mean, how can you bet? Because the thing about that is if the Red Rifleman gets hurt, who are you down to? Ben DiNucci's going to bail me out for all my cash? Probably not.
Nope.
Probably not. Hey, you could probably take that to the furnace. All that cash. Burn
Packers, Texans, 57 -3, 3 and a hook. What? Is your play? Why is it so low?
It scared me. I have to stay away. It scared me that much.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, the Packers are clearly now. Look, we understand. Last week, they literally and Rodgers pulled his "I look bored," and he just does that a few times a year. I don't want to be here. That doesn't go great. This pick. Whatever. I don't even want to score. I mean, you're going to tell me Tampa's defense is that good where Green Bay can't score from the 8 minutes in the first quarter, not the rest of the game, not the rest of the first quarter, no points in the second, no points in the third, no points in the fourth. That's a sucker bet. I don't know why. I might have an in-game play for my players that love me. They love Skippy because Skippy's going to give them fatties. It's my people. Now, you give your people those people because you're hoarding something.
Your guys are looking at your watch like, damn, been waiting for those.
Hey, you are hoarding players that I don't know about. That we will discuss. That we will discuss when the show's over. You are hoarding them, multiple, making chips. Anyway, Buccaneers Raiders was moved from the 8 o'clock spot to the 4 o'clock spot because of the virus.
Is Antonio Brown suiting up?
He is not suiting up. He will be suiting up.
Huge news since the pod. We have not had a chance to discuss.
Nope. Huge news. I think that he was going to go to Seattle. I think the Bucs, as I've been saying since last I heard they signed Brady back in the fall or spring, they are all in this year with an old-ass Gronkowski, an old-ass Brady, and now a troublemaking Brown. But they don't care. You know what? They are going for it this year. It doesn't matter what happens. They are all in this year. He will be back on week 9. I think it's a great move for them. A great move.
It's a bonanza. I love it.
Now, if they don't, they still need to take care of business. I think week 9 he comes back, they'll be playing the Saints, and they will absolutely work the Saints. In the
Heard that before. Heard that week one.
Chiefs, Broncos. The line just keeps dropping. It was at 10. Now it's 9. Legit. Now it's 8.
Wow. I had 2 quarterbacks that I liked coming out of that year, I believe, make my top 25. Drew Lock and Dwayne Haskins. One is not looking great. The other I have hope for, significant hope for. Feel good about him.
Well, here's the thing about Lock, and here's the thing about the Broncos, and here's the thing about Patrick Mahomes. All they do is cover. I'm sorry.
What is it, 12 out of their last 14?
Right? Now, when you close your eyes and you say, okay, it's one thing if they're 13 or 4. When you close your eyes and you say, all right, 27-17 Chiefs. Come on, man. I ain't taking the Broncos. I don't care what they did last week, and everyone's they played against Scam.
No, I love it. I love it. Yeah, I'm with you. But, again, great teaser. And it's not
I'll tell you what. Hey, give me the Chiefs minus 2 and a tease.
Not a sharp tease, okay? Doesn't take a rocket science, but I'm just going to throw it out anyway. Bills, Chiefs, both. Hey, let's take 2 road teams laying double digits and tease.
I got an idea for
Sounds like a bad idea, but I'll do it.
How about this tease? Here's a tease. I'm going to lay it right now. I might give it out in about 15 minutes when we hang up. Chiefs minus 2. Give me the Chargers minus 1. Thank you. Bye-bye, Minshew. Poo-poo butt. Poo-poo. Poo-poo, Mim-poo. He's poo-poo. He's not Minshew. He's Mim-poo. And you know what? I believe the Chargers will work Jacksonville.
So you like every play that you – you like every play the public loves.
I don't love every play. I don't even like the public. I barely like people or anything about them. I keep having less friends every week.
You just look at the card and you say, let me take every single play with a minus in front of it.
Did you know that? In my life, I'm down to no friends.
What about the edge?
No, I'm talking about in my vicinity. Like, I hang out with no one. I'm just at home. It's crazy. I have nothing.
Dude,
Once in a while, Landy asks me to go on his boat, and I just say no because I can't do it. Well, I don't even know if it's going to start.
But 49ers, Patriots, sneaky big game. The Patriots suck. I have to take the 49ers. I would never bet this game in a million years. I lost so much money one year when I was like 18, 19, 20, whatever I was. I needed the money so
against
bad.
Against Kaepernick, dude.
It was the worst experience of my life gambling. Yeah. I had just bent this bookie over for the first time in my life for over a G. That was so much money back then. I didn't know what to do with it. It paid like all my bills that entire month. I said, this is crazy. I'm going to do this again next weekend. Next weekend, rolled it all. Hey, old Cotton. His name was Cotton. Old Cotton showed up. It was not great. I wasn't even there, but
in the day when Dickie called Skippy and said, hey, Skippy, I need some help.
That's exactly how it was. I said, did you think I said 49? I said Pats.
I mean, I had done some bad things.
I had took the Pats in that one. Actually.
I'm not even proud of that, what I did to old Dickie. Now, he ended up, people back in that area will remember TikTok liquor. It's still there, I'm sure. Jason and I at Lito's Pizza with Lefty Drizel picking us up, driving us after I had balled out for DeMath, and Jason and I thought we were like stars. Lefty takes us back a few years later, old Skippy with Dickie. You know what I did? Have I ever told you that? Where I rolled up with my girlfriend and gave him hundreds and hundreds of ones rolled in when it was
rolled out.
It's the worst thing
you
ever.
Unbelievable.
Anyway,
I think the Monday night game is going to be pretty good.
Well, it's not going to be just pretty good. Here's what's funny. We just keep dissing the Bears, and all they just keep doing is winning. They beat Tampa. They're 5-1. They're catching six.
Well, there are two teams here that get dissed a lot.
There's no chance I'm laying the six with the Rams. Just give me the Bears and six. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
No quarterback gets slandered more than my guy Goff, and I'm
kind
of
tired of it. Give me the six. Oh, and by the way, give me the Cardinals +3.5 home against the Seahawks.
Let me ask you something. Is 67% completion good?
It's okay.
Is 10 touchdowns and 4 interceptions good?
It's not bad.
If you have 101 rating, is that bad?
It's not terrible.
Pretty good quarterback. I like Goff.
Quarterback. What's your
impression? I respect the Bears defense. I like the under in that game.
How about Seahawks Cardinals? Your thoughts? I'm all in on the Cardinals on Sunday night. This is where the Cardinals go from we're for reals or we're zeros.
That game is so – I'm in my own head on that game so much that I decline to comment. It's going to be a great game. I can't wait to watch it. It's going to be a huge game. It's going to be epic, but I can't – my brain can't handle it.
I'm giving the play right now, and I'm going to give it out when I hit the stop button. I'm going to tweet this and
– just know it doesn't have my stamp at all.
Well, you cannot
– no, yeah, you bet against Russell Wilson.
You know what your stamp is?
Yeah. They played Andy Dalton last week. You go ahead and think it's going to be similar. Yeah.
You remember
against Russell Wilson with a bye. Hey,
remember the 38 cent stamp? Now it keeps going up. Well, Skippy's giving the forever stamp. See, that's what I give.
Russell Wilson. That's what I want to do.
You got that 38 cent stamp. Poopy. Oh, it doesn't matter if I'm betting. I'm telling you that in my.
Oh, it does matter.
You know what? Hey. I'm John Anthony.
Oh, now we're
a fucking crystal ball. And you know what? Arizona covers. Now, anything else before I hang up? Because I'm done. Anything else?
Are we missing any other games?
Well, we're missing some that are doo-doo, but I don't want to talk about them. Done with them. I've given the winners.
Nothing else.
I've given the winners. I will give the people the winners. We've given them enough, 2 or 3. We already gave the Giants. We're giving them the Browns.
We're giving them the Browns. Who says that?
Well, it's already been done. We know we're doing the Bills in some way, shape, or form. We know we're doing the Chiefs and the Chargers in some way, shape, or form. I'm giving the Cardinals.
Every favorite. We're just going to do every favorite. I'm not giving my stamp on none of that.
I'm taking the Cardinals plus points. I'm doing the over in the Steelers game. We took the Giants +4.5.
Oh, we didn't really go over the Tampa Raiders game, though.
We did talk about it.
We didn't mention that in the New Orleans game.
I don't love the Tampa Raider game. It's been moved. There's too much question. There's not even a line right now because a bunch of the Raiders have the virus. So until you know what the line's going to be, who's in and who's – they have 5 guys on the whatever list, the COVID-19 list the Raiders do. They have 5 guys. It's the most this year in the NFL. So I'm not going to comment on a game that has no line.
Under.
Well, I'm just saying, until you know.
Hey, the unders have been hitting. Let me just tell you something. Since the first 3 weeks, I believe it was, the unders have been hitting 60-something percent winners, unders.
And at least in the NFL, they give you information, unlike in college. But yeah. I'm going to decline until later today, until I get all of the information I need. I need everything. I need know what Brady ate for breakfast and lunch and how he's feeling. Now. Anything else? Because I'm done.
No, I'll call Giselle and ask her.
You call Giselle. I'm out. Bang bookies.
Good luck.
Bang life. And hammer those Cardinals. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.